Now, that there was Emory Bailey, his dad, Scott Bailey. And he was so mean, his father and mother couldn't do nothing with him. And he tried to scare him. He's just a boy. Now, this is the truth. He's just a boy. And they set a day to hang him. They called the neighbors in. They were going to hang him. And Scott, he found it out some way. And that morning, they kept coming in. And Scott took the hill as hard as he could run. He run back and talked to him, and he hollered back at him and said, "Tell him Scott ain't going to be at the hanging."
Now, who's the man who rode the mule? What about him?
That there was a duffel. He every day he'd ride that mule up and down the road, and he'd holler at you. He'd say, "Nice day. I'm going to California." "I'm going to California in a few days." They just ride on. Didn't know whether you ever went or not.
Tell him about the hanging, the hanging.
I done told him.
No, hanging's too good for him, he said, you know.
Oh, don't tell that. That don't sound good.
Yeah, tell
him. No, that's not bad at all. Go ahead, say it.
I don't like stuff I'd get started.
Now, that's not bad. Why?
There's an old Jack friend. He's lived right close to me. And he's a funny old fella. Out in West Virginia. And somebody had done some kind of a crime. And he was talking about it. Some of them said they ought to hang him. Old Jack said, he said, "Hang is too good for him." Said they ought to just kick his hind end. Yeah, he did. He said that. And hang is too good for him.
Did you ever hear old time people tell any of them big hunting tales?
Not very many. I forgot about all of them.
Don't hang him.
Too good for him.
Master, he said that's too good for him.
Do you have any idea where your people came from before they got to West Virginia?
No, I wouldn't know. I couldn't tell you that far back.
Be way back several generations, huh? Well, you think your people were some of the early settlers in that Braxton area? Or?
Yeah, years and years in Calhoun County, where most of my people lived.
Yeah.
My grandfather lived in Calhoun County. And I was raised on a big farm in the lower end of Braxton County. I stayed there for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. What did you raise?
Huh?
What did you raise on that farm? You have a lot of stock?
Oh, yeah, and corn, hay, oats, wheat, everything there, the garden stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you farm?
Yep. I just have a little place. But I've got some pretty good bottoms. I raise a little corn. I guess back when you were coming up, you did it with all horses and everything, though, didn't you?
He worked in the woods all his life.
I'd like to go back through that country again. I used to be in there a lot. But I may never, over time, I may never get there. Oh. I've been on Birch Rivers. Let's see, across there from Sutton, ain't someplace. Hey, there's some Birch Stores there. I go to the name of Birch Stores.
Birch Stores.
Going over through out of Somersville. I used to go through there.
Okay, yeah, you go through Little Birch.
Yeah.
And then you go through Big Birch.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two little towns there.
I thought there was.
Go through Tesla, Little Birch, Big Birch.
I used to be around Gazaway a lot, Frametown, Sutton.
You work at anything besides your farming? You just farm?
Yeah, I work, I do some carpentry work.
Oh, do you? And
play for a square dance now and then, whatever I can do. I do. I raise a lot of stuff.
You use some kind of truck patches? That's what we call truck.
Yeah, you know. I sell some stuff, but mostly just raise stuff for ourselves, you know. And it helps a lot these days.
Yeah, you have a family. You have a family, of course.
This fellow here lives at Elkins?
Mike, yeah, I live in Elkins. Would you feel like playing a little of that Jimmy Johnson for me?
You play with me?
Sure.
Thank you.
Eliza Jane. Over.
Just play a little bit now until I get there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can't think of a more.
not bad for a year, I'll bet you. It's no good.
What's the story about rats won't come around where music's played? Is there a story about that?
Well, no, that's on the record here. Oh, when I was just a little boy, I was about 10 or 12 years old, and had an old banjo thumping around on it. And my dad was a pretty big, like, farmer. He raised a lot of stuff. He raised a lot of corn every year, you know. And about worked us to death. It tickled me when it rained, we'd get to stay in. And one day I had an old banjo pounding around on it. And me and him were over to corn cribs, shelling corn. And he said, Ward, said, you know what, rats won't stay with his music? And I said, no, I didn't know. He said, they won't. I said, why won't you stay? He said, there's never nothing raised for him to eat, and he'll starve out and leave. I never did forget that. That's been 75 years ago, or longer.
There weren't too many around Edden's house. But... What other stories like that do you remember?
I don't know no more, Boris. And listen to them talk. But I ain't seen them for, it's been 50 years or so.
Did you know Paris?
Who?
Paris, their dad?
No, I didn't. He died just before I was there.
He died in 26, I think. Mm-hmm. So you knew Sherman, and they all tell some good stories, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to hear the old lady talk. She told me that they moved down at the Three Forks there in Williams. 50 years before that, they moved in there. He said they sang and killed deers and sold hams. He said she killed deer on the ice with a sang hole. Got on the ice, couldn't get off. Said she beat it to death with a sang hole. Yeah.
Did they tell on this record about an airplane that they saw? Hmm. Was that them that told it? About the airplane?
Yeah, that's on that record.
Yeah. Thought it was devils.
Yeah.
that old lady, her name was Lottie?
And Lottie was her mother's name.
I think she was a Roberts. Did you know any Roberts people ever in that?
No, I didn't.
Even up Birch River or anything?
Paris's wife was named Lottie.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, she was a Roberts, yeah.
I used to know several people around down the head of Williams River. I know the fellow named McCombs, Bert McCombs, and his girl, Ollie, and John McCombs, and his girl, Clary, I know them. And some fellows lived up on the bank from where Hamilton's lived. That's been a long time ago. Boy. That's been 50 years ago.
You never did meet Edden Hammond, so?
No, I never did see him. He was a good fiddler, they said.
They said he was.
Didn't Dan, what's his name, and Trish go up there and see those people?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what was his name?
Dan Daggett.
Daggett. They went when? Last summer or a year or so ago?
We were just down there with them the other day.
Oh, they're still living, are they?
Mm-hmm. Sherman and Burl and Maggie.
Well, still alive. Does Sherman live on Williams River?
Well, yeah, sort of.
How old are they now?
They're in their upper 70s.
Oh, is that
middle
all?
80s.
Oh, Maggie would have to be in her 80s.
I bet you Maggie's up 80, ain't she?
82 or 3, I think, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I know.
Now, this man, Currents, is their first cousin.
And he grew up there on the Williams River. His daddy was there. Neil, he was there. He was Paris's brother.
Did they play anything for you while you were there?
Yeah, we played some music and talked some.
You took it down, did you, on recording?
Yeah, I could do a little. I've done a little bit of
time. About two or three of their records. I don't know whether they're here someplace or somebody hanging out aboard.
You say you were on Williams River in a log camp.
Yeah.
Was that cutting big timber?
Yeah, boy, that there Williams River is full of big timber at that time. A big hemlock with spruce, plenty of it.
How big was it?
Oh, it was big. Some trees 3 or 4 feet through them, you know. That timber never been cut. That was virgin timber.
Did you ever have much music?